All right, we got Chris on the line from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. How'd the weekend go?
Back to the typical craziness.
Oh, really?
The warm weather definitely brought people back out in droves again.
Well, I heard the fishing was actually kind of, well, it hasn't been as good as it was a little earlier in the winter, but I heard there were still people catching fish, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's like I probably said before, quality, not quantity right at the moment.
Okay. Well, let's run through the different species and spots around Little Bay to Knock, if you don't mind, and what you've been hearing.
Well, generally, I guess the better overall reports for the walleyes are still mostly north of Gladstone. Granted, you know, that's where the majority of the people are actually at. So, you know, you've got more lines in the water, you're going to run into more fish no matter what. But it sounded like the area further south, down around Escanaba, down toward Portage Point, was very slow this weekend for a lot of guys. So it sounded like the darker water up in the far north end of the bay was a little bit more productive. Same old, you know, mostly tip-ups and suckers. The jigging is still pretty tough catching fish on jigs just yet.
Now, when you say jigs, are we talking, you know, things like shiver minnows and jigging wraps and that kind of thing?
Shivers, wraps, pimples, buckshot spoons, it doesn't really matter what they're trying. They're trying everything right now, and nobody seems to have found the magic secret weapon that's going to just turn those fish on. It's that time of year where they just kind of like to chase things around and look at them, but they just aren't biting just yet. It can all change here in the next week to 2 weeks, hopefully.
And how many feet of water are we typically talking about for the successful walleye fisherman?
I would say the guys up in the north end of the bay are typically in the 20 to 30 foot range right now.
Well, we got plenty more to talk to Chris at Bayview Bait and Tackle about, including the perch fishing, all the different spots around Little Bay to Knock, including what the hot bait's been for successful perch fishing. And then we're going to get into the ice conditions since this warmer weather and refreeze and find out how people are getting around the bay and what the best mode of transportation is. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour in our next report right here on The Outdoor Show.